Here is Dibre Hesped from the Moda Asma. Shalom and Shalom Pelishtus.
Picture that was unveiled for us by Echot Zikne Roshe Gedolei Hador, the Gaon of Arushita. The picture that he put before us from first hand experience of living close to the Chaim, same street, learning from the Chaim in front of Chazmish, with the feelings two generations back, three generations back, I mean generations 25 years, like Chazal said. He has, in his understanding of what happened to us, that's deeper than we do understand. That picture that he painted, and the picture that's coming across from all the Maspidim, and the picture that's coming across from the media, the kosher media, the picture that one Yid tells to another. Everybody has a first hand, something to say that happened with him. You see it. Everybody has something to say what happened to him. That means that the Nifta had to do with everybody in Klal Yisrael. Picture of what people are saying in the streets. This picture of the Amud HaChesed from one side. The tefillos of his for Klal Yisrael. The Adrocha that he had for Klal Yisrael. The Anhoga that he had from Klal Yisrael. Which didn't leave him for 1 minute from the beginning of the morning. In it, the little kids, the Cheder that Agon Rav Aharon mentioned. All of them sent them all back to Cheder from 5 years old. Till Zikne Ador, everything went by what he said. The money of Klal Yisrael. The causes, Igunis Sukkah, that we saw, it was fully fledged in the Igunis Sukkah of today. Every one of them. Every one of them. He was Mavki's kuvet and his house and his learning and everything that he had. Perhaps they can make a bit of money and some poor man, some Amona, some Yosef to be able to live better. Did Reb Chaim really have to sign on knives there of Rosh Hashanah? Perhaps it'll bring something to somebody. And then the individuals. All these individuals that went into crying, poured out their hearts, and felt the empathy, and felt the understanding, and felt him being with them, and the ichpatiyut that he had for them. They felt sort of, he was their uncle. They felt close to him. People came out beside the issues. They came out different than they went in. From one side, the pillar of chesed. in all the branches of Chesed, in all the tats, all the underneath headings of Chesed, and for the other side, the pillar of Torah. Torah b'tarosa, Torah b'tushosa, Yigi Atzuma b'tarah, 90 years, now stop. When did it start? When did it start every day? That also nobody knows. They say 2:30. So they say so. Could have been early. And every day, every day, every day, he found the help that if he'd give up one day, it would never come back. Under no circumstances, he wouldn't finish what he had to finish for that day, and that was a very lot. His vast knowledge of every posik in Torah Shabbat. That even Gedolah Bekiyim, the most famous Bekiyim, Gedolah Ador, stood in awe of that. There wasn't a Chazal in any place. If I had asked here, do you know the names of all the Midrashim? I can tell you there are still 10 missing, after everybody had answered. We don't even know the names of these Midrashim. And he knew the lashon of all of them as such that he could be bedayek haraya if he needed it. As if he was just seeing it now in front of his eyes. To finish everything that's written by Chazal in 1 year, to finish Kol HaTorah Kula in 1 year, year after year, including the Shushan Purim that he was nifter, that he finished everything, because it's a leap year, and he finishes out of Pesach. So this year he finished Shushan Purim, which means he finished Beit Simon Purim. And usually when there's a leap year, and he doesn't have this burden of 8 dafim, and so many still need dafim Yerushalmi, and so and so much Mishnayos, and so much Shulchan Aruch, and so much Rambam, and so much Tor, and so much Midrashim, and so much Nach, and so much Torah, he usually got some safer in that chodesh. This is his break. This is when he can sit down and put his full mind into one thing. Usually he starts to take on his Torah. I believe that he was a sefer this year as well. He was nifter on Purim, Shushan Purim. He went out with the kisei, kroyz, melech, malchei, avlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wrote another sefer. Ze sefer Toldos Odom. Toldos Odom, the life of a person, the history of the person, the becomings of the person, is called a sefer. Ze sefer Toldos Odom. And he went up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody stands what he did, and he unrolled his life. A life of Torah, with Torah Pchak. I don't know what the Baruch knows, but I know the poverty that he had when he was 30 years old. Unbelievable. How much poverty is it? The Kupshal Stoker doesn't have one case like that. And he's Torah there. He grew up in Torah. All this is come from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zeh Sefer Toldos Odom. And yes, his brachos and his tefillos. His brachos and his tefillos. Just heard by the Tom of Bar, on the Brochus and the Tfilis. I was there for 2 years from Reb Dov Yaffe, not far from here. Were you there? I was there for 2 years from Reb Dov Yaffe, not far from here, and Atta Shloimeh is speaking, and he stood in awe. Yeah, the Chavuna. But I know people that stand at the bottom of the steps. I know that they're thoroughly ill. The terminal illnesses. I know them. I was with them. That was when they were at the bottom of the steps. And when they went up the steps, they came down like everybody. You just couldn't believe it. In front of a car lady, he was talking, you know. So the author, he's not a leader, picks up stories. He's not a magazine. And we all know that's true, you know. It just goes on and on. You just hear that it is that. Where did this come from? Where did this come from that if you can say, you do this, and it'll be okay? And it was okay. There's no illness, as we heard. There's no illness. Where does it come from? It's sinners. It's a swallow. It's okay. Where does this come from? This was an Elio Rabba pair of ballads that says like this. Kol Chokom Yisroel Sheesh Lo Yidbar Torah La Mitzah. Every Chokom that knows the knowledge of Torah La Mitzah to the end. I heard from the Rav of Langen, the Pinchas Padre, when he was being mastered, the Stifler, Chaim's father, and he said he was a Ish Emes, the Stifler. And then he sighed to himself, in a very clever personality. Emes. But there's so many sorts of Emes. He says the Emes is like this, and he says the Emes is like this, and he says the Emes is like this. But the Stifler had tackled the Emes. Especially on Chaim, it was a little bit of a passion. Huge Goliath. He was a passion. He didn't move off. He didn't move off the plates. So, anybody looking at this forum knows that it's Vatayna Lamito. Kol Chochem Yisgol Shiesh Loi Vatayna Lamito Mizane Echal Koyde Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he sighs, and he's unhappy, because the Koyde Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Rishola wants to do this, and because this person wants to do that, and because some of our friends, some of our people also want to do some sort of things. And he stood there in Rav Shvan 23 and didn't move and didn't have his fighters, nobody. This Anna Chapoyda Shalakadish Baruch Hu should be a Kiddush Hashem, we should all be living the way we ought to be. This Anna Chapoyda Shalakadish Baruch Hu should be a loyal. He's unhappy about the situation of the Eden, never fears this Rachel, and he has this problem, and he has that. Call your mom. His whole life's that way. And then the Elior Rabbi continues and finishes off with these words. Zoicha l'ruach HaKodesh bidvor rov. This Zoicha l'ruach HaKodesh bidvor rov is pretty unparalleled. Unparalleled. We need a time to tell us if there's another place. Usually, Torah Elior itself says, Shoyra ruach HaKodesh olam. All over the place we see Zoicha l'ruach HaKodesh. What's Zoicha l'ruach HaKodesh before God in His words? But we've seen it. Isn't it? There's nothing wrong with your baby. Before God. And as heck as there is nothing wrong with that baby. You're going to be well. Before God. In the words that He said, that's ruach HaKodesh. We say when we go to this forest, we say, Ashiyotza Eschem B'din, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Ashiyotza Eschem B'din, He created you B'din. V'zon Eschem B'din, He feeds you B'din. V'chelkel Eschem B'din. V'zon is food. V'chelkel is our kalkola, general, the whole financial side. B'din. He knows all your numbers, B'din. What's the guidance to know the numbers? What's the guidance to know the numbers of B'din? And what's it mean to know numbers, B'din? you know, numbers, you know numbers. How do you know numbers within? Stiksa Sofa says, one person's nifta, and he's worth one person. One person's nifta, and he's worth two people. One person's nifta, and the whole bismata she's worth. It's all Mikoichon. It's all him. It's all his ashpoa. He's holding it together. One person's nifta, and the whole medina. He's behind it. One person's nifta, and whole of Klal Yisrael. He's holding the whole of Klal Yisrael. Chaim, we saw this with our eyes. We saw this picture with our eyes. He held the whole of Klal Yisrael. I don't know whether our children are going to see such a thing. This is something very unknown. Rav Gershon went back to the Bekiyas of the Or Sameach and said that the Chaim is something over him. He said that in the Levaya. And Rav Gershon, his father was a friend of the Or Sameach. He wasn't young when he came here to Eretz Yisrael. He came from there knowing what people were talking about, you know, 20 years before. Ibaramas was the whole of Klal Yisrael. We're there in Mishnah Kulchen, but the... So we have this picture now. We have this picture that never comes about unfortunate circumstances that this picture came out. But when it has come out, this has to ring bells in our mind. This has to push us forward. This means that we should think. He was born like we all were all born. And nobody came to. The Gemara says the name of him, Hai Gadishni Mechavavoi, one time said, I'm better than my colleagues. So when he sees the mayor Machmayo, I wasn't managed to see the mayor in the face. But I called him from the back. It means he didn't see the full picture. But Haida Bifna Mechavavoi, he was better than all his colleagues. Because he saw that. And seeing a mayor, even if it was only a shadow of a mayor, let's say, this made him have a solace. This made him see things that people don't usually see. This picture brought him up. Da'atikna mechavavoy. So now, when the whole week is just Reb Chaim, it's the week of Reb Chaim, everybody's talking about Reb Chaim, this way, the other way, but a person in the world is not in this picture of Reb Chaim. Normally, it should bring us to a different Mechadavoy, to move up. To move up, to be different. As mentioned, a little bit more forward, to learn a little more, to daven a little better. They know the Mahavegoi. All aspects. How do you do that? By thinking about it. By thinking about it, look what a person can become. And perhaps on Tuesday, remember again, look what a person can become. Well, I can't go to a Shia because this makes a lot. Tens of thousands of times at 2 a.m, was there not of once that he didn't feel he'd like to sleep a bit longer? But he did it. This demands from all of us. Everybody knows of Chaskel Varshas and of Chaskel Eberstein. His last place in Ashkosa was in Panovich Yeshiva. His original name was of Chaskel Varshas. Reb Chaskel Varshas was born in Varshas. Reb Shach, from when Reb Chaskel Varshas was in Yerushalayim, Reb Shach used to come and listen to him. Reb Shach came to every shmuz that Reb Chaskel said in Ponovitz, the big Reb Shach. And when he was mastered, he said, he belongs to 500 years ago. That's the person. Mashkiach in Lomja, afterwards in the Bir in Yerub, after Rabbi Yehoshua, afterwards in the Bir in Yerushalayim, and afterwards in Palmish. That's the person. I want to tell you something. The Chassidus Varshava wasn't born like that. I dare say he was born like Chassidus Mishpocha. Varshava. Was that it, fucking Varshava? And he worked when he was a boy. I don't know whether it was partial work or full work. And one Friday he went to the mikveh. And he took the money in his pocket, and as sometimes happens, there was a gnebe in the mikveh, and he lost his money. So Chaskel Varshava said, there you go. So money goes. So what is money worth? So what is money worth? He packed out of Varsha, I think, that he went to Davin. First stage, and he went up and up. He thought. His mind worked. He saw something, and he thought. And I dare say, that trait is what he made him the huge Mashkiach. Because on every mind of Chazal, he thought. On everything that was happening, he thought. And he could take radical decisions. You know, to get up from Varsha to Yeshiva. After they went up the line, higher and higher and higher and higher. He thought. Let's think of it. Such a madrega of Torah and Yerushalayim. I mean, this is not the word. He ever said that it was nothing. But the Siddur Shalom is a safer. The Siddur Shalom is a lot of sporim. The Siddur Shalom is easier for us. But the Siddur Shalom is a lot of sporim. Chaim Halozhin said to Zutun Nisalant, learn all the sporim. But the Siddur Shalom, he should be your rebbe. The Siddur Shalom, he should be your rebbe. All the sporim of the Musa, he should be your rebbe. The Siddur Shalom is a very small kunteres. Very small sefer. Usually, it's when they print on the Siddur Shalom, the last few pages is the Dechei Tzachayim. And Dechei Tzachayim, he tells you how to go up, which is what we're talking about. And then there's a thing, a sentence, that command knocks you out because of the pashtus and because of the reward that you're going to get from all this. Sit back, that Fitzchai says, and think. His lashon, ma osu oves ha'olam shakodesh bruchu kol kach chashach b'hem. Ki avor, ki yitzchak, ki laik. Raivin, writes a lot. What was special about them? Kodesh bruchu, ahuvi, avor, ahuvi. What did they do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashach b'hem? Chashach is not an ahava, much more. This is a very leading question, you know, this is not a lot of philosophy. And this is not a lot of, they did do something. They must have done something. What did they do? Oh, they did that. How can I do that? Okay, you're not going to be a fool of you, nobody wants you to be a fool of you. But why can't I do that? Think about it. What did they do? Now, somebody thinks about this every day, he's going to get ready for. But even if somebody has this in the back of his mind and pulls it out from time to time, then you have his whole life, his present life, is something else. You have to think about all this. You have to become better. The soilness that we're going to have from becoming better, the soilness that we're going to have is the new Nishmas. Moreno, Nishmar, Yosef, Chaim, Ben of Yanki, Yisroel, Zecha, Sadiqim, Mitkoshim, Lebocha, Chaya, and Mabo. You've got to move forward. You've got to become better. I hope it will be continuous for you. But even if you're only going to do this on Sunday, and then forget about it for 2 weeks time Sunday, you've moved. And that is the Derech Aliyah of heavy Gaon and Tzaddik. It's not continuous. But you become different. You've got yourself into a different phase. So that's what we've got to do. Primarily I myself. That's what we've got to do. I want to conclude just with the beginning of the Second World War, Toshir, 1940. All the yeshivas that could came to Vilna. Chaim Meiser, who's lived there a few chadoshim afterwards, he was very, very, very ill. The hardest decisions in his life he had to take then. All the yeshivas came. Kamnitz was in four bottom of Roshim, they were scared that it should be one place. They were scared of the Gashis. Other yeshivas were there. Even yeshivas Chachmon Lepin, there were a few of them there that went later on to Shanghai with another yeshiva. Too painful, these yeshivas. The jewelry of Lithuania wasn't wealthy. And it was a time where money was the black market. You couldn't even touch the thing over here. They stopped up with you. Chaim Meiser, with his mind and his with the relationships with the rights of the people, he held up all the yeshivas, all of them that were there. And the Bochum, even with all this and all the shyness of the government, every law that was in Vilna was coming to him, do I go back to where I have to be or do I stay here? This was a way of the child. The Prime Minister had a very strong mind on this. The Khoman held differently than him, and the Baskov also held differently than him. But he was a very, very busy person. But all the Bochum, all these Bochum that had come from Kamenitz and all over the place, the parents weren't there anymore. They didn't even know that their parents were alive. They came into the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister, besides all these, he had the heart to make them feel at home and to encourage them. And he used to say one thing, besides everything else that he spoke to every individual, what was needed. And when somebody's gifted, we say Kaddish. Why do we say Kaddish? Says in the Zohar. Because when this person was alive, it was a Gavaltika Kiddush Hashem. And now, it's missing Kiddush Hashem. Yiskadosh Shmei Rabbah. So Chaim Meiser said, once we establish yeshivas. Once we establish yeshivas, but what do we have now? Just little pieces of yeshivas here, there, and everywhere. You've got to replace it. Like we have to say Yiskadosh on a person that was Nifter. Like this, we have to replace the Oyla Matayra. So I'm saying, besides, that we have to learn from the picture that was unfolding between in front of us, that there's something much, much better than what we're doing till now. And try and move forward, there's also the other half. Amud HaTorah of the door. Who learned? Who was learning every time? How many people are learning 3 a.m? How many people are learning everything? How many people have kashas from here to there, from there to there, where nobody's there? And all this is gone. So we have to replace it. Besides having seen this and we have to lift ourselves up, we have to replace it. Chochosh tell us for endless that each of us should move forward. And believe you me, from every Moshe that you hear, from every person, you move forward. You don't see it because it's minute. But how is it now like this? Look back at yourselves. 5 years ago, were you like this, what you are now? How did it happen? A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, and you move forward. We have to move minutely forward and to become what we really ought to be and try to get closer to that. And this is all the silence that we have from Ochai. The chibur that this name of Chaim has by Klal Yisrael. The chibur that the Tzor of Chaim. Rabbi Yisrael, In 10 years there are going to be tens of thousands of chayavs. You should always wait for all this. Well, for sure, here in this marriage, because of Mordasa, the Bilamelech, it's moving you forward. Listen to what he says. You're all listening, but you know, take it in. Think of it. Like what Chaskov Malshua did when they stole a few dollars, Sachatoy. Show them his own life. All of us, let's move on upwards. Bilamelech and Nezach, and Mordasa, 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 and